Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others.
Christine Quintasket, a renowned novelist and activist, was born in 1888 to Salish parents, Lucy Stuckin from the Colville Reservation in North Central Washington State, and Joseph Quintasket from the Okanagan, British Columbia. She spent a few years at a mission boarding school learning to read from paperback novels. In 1912, she began her first novel writing under her traditional name, Hamishuma.
And now in Dene.
Christine Quintasket Huliets Akwe. Ertlis a detlis dene helila, kut I dene ha, hog halim sik another tling kut I dene heli. 1888 anuk any yala, petiku salish dene danli, bon Lucy Stuckin Hulie. Colville Reservation, North Central Washington State, Hutsinghelila, Kubetade, Joseph Quintasket Hulie, Okanagan, British Columbia, Hutsin. Ku Thaila Kolu, Danahar Quina in the Ru, Erit Estgaltik Oliari Liala, List Anna, the novel Sin Eyi, Galtila. 1912 at the Adini Hara Berit Isaja Kubets in Bezid Athouts in Bezid Earth Allah Huma Shuma Hulieni Si Ayid Orient Allah Yurt Iska.
She started writing fictional novels but struggled with written English, leading her to attend a business college in Calgary from 1913 to 1915. Quintasket then took a position as a school teacher on the Inkameep Reserve in British Columbia. Here she flourished among her father's Okanagan people, close to family once again. Though she was busy working during the day, she made time in the evenings to continue her writing and was inspired to start a collection of legends.
Christine Quintasket, it is a isajo honi adarit isi ohodile e gahuli erit isnila. Kut itot ina arit isba bahore nalant ea. I a Calgary, Alberta, it's in 1913, it's in 1915, it's in Business College 9, there la. A year it's a Sakuhon al Tanajala, Inkame Reserve, British Columbia, Gaya. Quay are not the rubelot in is not the babahorelia, but tabalot in it. Could Zindonalt u Sakuhon al Tano, Babaho Alant ilho, Tade Bakunin Jareku. Arit ison laut, arit ison ayurt in honi lankunch ila.
She listened and documented traditional stories of her people, preserving their oral history. Eventually, putting away her fictional stories and turning her complete attention to interviewing elders. It was during this era of her life, sometime in the 1920s, that she changed her pen name after seeing a mourning dove at a Spokane bird exhibit. At the time, she said the often sad content of her writing was better suited to the name Morning Dove.
Christine Quintasket, Hoti Rest Aung, Hoti Honi Horest Aung, the Gaderit Isla, Bellot in Tana Dazi, Honi Nazia, Ayurts in Eat Ada Thayerit Isni, Da Oho Dili It Is Darit Isni, Ehed Dihan Lau. A alnet atana that's in the hinuni ala. A 1920s hook o nare. A bezi at nari ala. A la in yez a morning dove hulye. A in yez a head gender. Ya head salad dia. A baba. It ant o a siderest is a bakunt a. A as a zi morning dove hulye slas a hen no kunt o. At historic isik a kuntu sanadih ila.
Quintasket continued to work at various jobs during the daytime, then late into the evenings recording traditional stories and legends. In 1933, Quintasket's efforts to collect and preserve the stories of her people were rewarded. Her collections of legends was published, titled Coyote Stories, a work she was immensely proud of. Although she had put her Western romance fiction away for many years, in 1927, her novel titled Kojoiwa, The Half-Blood, was published. Quintasket drew from both her Indigenous and non-Indigenous cultures for the novel, chronicling the dilemmas and prejudice Indigenous people encountered while living in the white man's world.
Quintasket ku ala nausa, Zindonat o a aranthe yonk at a zinade, Kutravede a yit a beltoti, Darik isu recorded in Thanu, a yrana the rola. Kun 1933 a it ahon nidan a ranada felsinun a yarandarin isu recorded in la, a ye published a la. Qui per title o gli aliare non inizia la sonni Julia aliase e abiniela hati adagolni e etlis publish alia hot au 1972 e clark listener in tisla kajuya hulie e ye half breed ga e the publish aliase e a quintasquid e a etliselsi betra bet dene bet tasi dene e yitz in the honi nahalzum ba de na dene yitz in the honi nahalzum bet jalanie and u da na nahalzum eiga arin is and u anad dene adal lenu and u tot in a dene is not deva but dore na eiga arin is a ye half breed u lyricist.
Through her career, Quintasquet became much more than a novelist. She used the fame she had gained as an established author in her efforts to advocate for indigenous land rights and became the first woman to be elected to the Salishan tribal government. As Quintasquet became more active in indigenous affairs, she also became increasingly ill. She died in 1936 at the age of 48.
Quintasquet, ayit ay, itlisarin tlisigara tibak o janjala. Ayit in anna bezi tik o jai a anat dens a nia jala nipandat a inja do a nipahil chu cha denets a nia ja quet dinte a tets a kuhil chue a tets a ku electalia Salishan tribal government at dinitala kue yurts in ho anzin dens a nia ja kolo borin there a. A 1936 bestoshin la, 48 barayo,